ex-patient is Benedict James. Patient is James Benedict, Benedict. Benedict, B as in boy, Benedict. James Benedict, date of birth is 5/2/1946. And date of visit is is 10/4/23. Please make a copy for G. Frederick Herdell. H-E-R-D-E-L. Frederick. F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K. George Frederick Herdell. Please make a copy for him, please. Next paragraph. Dear Fred, thank you for sending James Benedict for pulmonary evaluation. Next line. Chief complaint is snoring and sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 77-year-old male who has a previous history of hypertension and hypolipidemia, has had a polysomnographic study more than 3 years ago and was found to have severe obstructive sleep apnea and was prescribed a CPAP setup nightly with a full face mask, which he has been using for over 3 years. The patient seems to be compliant to the CPAP and states he has no significant daytime sleepiness or fatigue. And denies any headaches or chest pains. The patient has gained some weight, however, and denies any leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension, hypolipidemia. And he also has had an ankle fracture repair done in the past and left knee tendon repair. The patient had a tennis elbow which required surgery. And he had cataract surgery with implants. The next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasional. He previously worked in construction and was exposed to asbestos and concrete dust. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of heart disease and father died of old age. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has apnea, denies shortness of breath, has no abdominal pain, denies diarrhea, I'm sorry, denies nausea, but has diarrhea and black stools. He has no chest or jaw pain, no anxiety or depression. He does have some joint swelling, denies headaches, blackouts, but has memory loss, and denies any cataracts, glaucoma, and denies vertigo, denies urinary frequency or flank pains, and has no leg swelling. Next paragraph. Med list included azelastin nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. Donepezil 10 milligrams daily. Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Crestor 10 milligrams daily. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, well-built, white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 138/80. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 22. Temperature 97.2. Weight is 248. Saturation 96. HEND abnormal cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist. Nasal mucus edema. Throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Percussion note is resonant. And breath sounds are slightly diminished at the periphery. Heart, the absence of regular S on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active, extremities, no edema or lesions. The reflexes are 1+. There were no gross motor or sensory deficits identified. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is degenerative arthritis. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest low dose to evaluate him for any lung nodules. Copy of his sleep study will be requested. He will get supplies for his CPAP machine, including tubing and face mask, and advised to continue with the CPAP setup at night at 18 centimeters. H2O pressure with heated humidification. Patient will try to lose weight and avoid driving after using alcohol, and he was advised to come in for a follow-up visit here approximately 8 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for G. Frederick Herdell, FREDRICK. Herdell is HERDEL. G. Frederick Herdell. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you for this consultation.